Save, you mean to retain it? Like find ways to...
Yeah, like to stop it from all just like running back into the ocean. We're like, wait, we need this water because we know a drought's coming. So we've been slow to build the infrastructure to capture all of this water. That was a big issue in the spring up in Central California, where a lot of farmers and landowners were upset with the government for not having set that up. And it was kind of county by county and sometimes, you know, parcel by parcel going at it on its own, trying to dig reservoirs and redirect water for their crops because they know that we might not get this again for 5 years.
So you've talked about, you know, this whole stream of extreme climate events that you've been, you know, reporting on in recent months. So what happens after a population experiences one of these things? What comes next for them?
For something like Maui, which I think people are still having trouble processing. I mean, they still haven't found all the bodies. Like, that's a whole town that's gone. And where do you put people, like, especially on an island? Like, where are they going to live in a place that's already having a housing shortage? We saw this in Paradise when the campfire tore through and most of that town burned. And then you have thousands of people who are displaced. And I reported on that following up in the months and years, and I'm still going back up there. And people are still living in trailers. Some people are homeless, like they can't afford these skyrocketing rents. They lost a community that was very special and rare, where they were able to live in like a back house or an apartment that probably wasn't up to building code, but they could afford it, right? So when you think about what comes next for people, like it's a life change. Like, they'll never be the same. They're going to be in a limbo for a really long time, trying to find some type of stability. You know, their jobs are gone. So what happened, you know, school reopen, where are the students going to live? So it's all these ripple effects that one event can have that last years, not to mention like the mental health and the trauma that these people are going to have to carry with them for a really, you know, for it, that just doesn't go away.